Well, the guy that you're asking the question of is my conscious mind, who literally I have to kick out of the room. I can't tell you how often it is that I'm anticipating seeing a client, and I haven't even met them yet, but I know what their presenting issue is because they've called and they said, "I'd like to see you for thus and so." So, without having met them, I begin somewhere in consciousness to start thinking, well, this might be something I could do, or that might be something I could do. And I find myself struggling to, that's just the monkey mind, I find myself struggling to avoid that internal conversation as much as possible. Because what I really know is I'm at my best when I am not prepared. Only because at that particular point, I decide that I need to go into trance. We need to go into trance together. And in that mystical shared state, that something wonderful is going to emerge. I do have that assumption that something wonderful is going to emerge. Not only do I think that trance is inevitable, I think that wonderful emergence is inevitable. That it wants out. And so it's like, well, let's witness a birth, if you will, and just hold the space and invite it forward. And the words come. The words come because I've been engaged in that kind of conversation enough that I speak the language,
And it raises something for me because I know that for a lot of people, maybe who've done some NLP training, they're like, okay, what are the steps again? And what's the technique and that sort of thing. The idea of, well, I go to chat, I go into a trance and surfs up and it happens. And that's so counter to what their conscious mind has perceived as being the way to do it. And yet, yeah, absolutely. I'll watch video of myself working with someone from time to time. And I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Because there's things I've asked or things I've done or whatever, where I can tell you what some of the intention behind it was and why it was powerful or why it was useful. But gosh, I would have never thought of, if you'd sat down and given me the situation on a test, I would have never thought of it,
Well, in fact,
that solution.
sure, and what made it powerful and useful probably was the fact that it was surprising. That if you'd had it all mapped out, it wouldn't have had that kind of power. That something presented itself in process.
So what are some of the things that people can do to get to the point where they can just, let go, drop into a trance and allow their unconscious to guide them? I guess one of the things would be becoming more used to operating in trance states.
Sure, absolutely. And practicing self-hypnosis, for example, is a great thing. By the way, and so is reading poetry. In my own opinion, I think that watching film is that way. That there are experiences that we can engage in that take us out of ourselves and let us kind of suspend. I'm not quite sure what the word is, but to suspend our usual connection to the world that we live in and allow something different to happen. I think there's nothing better for the human mind than spacing out once in a while, but also, there is a technique. There really is a technique, and it has steps and everything. The steps are: step one is establish connection. Step two is start. Go until you're done, and then step three is stop. Go until you're done is to be, by the way.
And there's some background behind that, isn't there? Because I know, certainly in my own case, there was the pre-work for that, which was required, which included getting used to going into trance. So I practiced lots of self-hypnosis and, yeah, going to movies and reading books and all kinds of stuff. There was, for me anyway, practicing hypnotic language so that I had the ability to guide people's attention. Because I believe that hypnotic language, it is the language of the unconscious anyway. But it kind of needs to be trained in to some extent in order for it to be useful. And there was, I guess, the other piece of pre-work was getting an understanding of how what's going on for people, getting those NLP presuppositions wired in, so the suggestions I'm making and the direction I'm taking someone is useful and generative and that sort of thing, the things I'm pointing to.